Hello and welcome to eNotes, the podcast series from managed services specialist eno.net. In this edition, we'll be looking at the main business and operational benefits of moving to a managed service platform. Giving us his 10 reasons to make the switch is eno.net's managing director, Nigel Redwood, and he joins us now. Just very quickly describe for us what is meant by the term managed service.
Managed service is about removing the risk internally for running your own IT. To a third-party provider. So essentially, we manage and deliver all of the business applications for our clients from our data centres on their behalf.
So let's start to run through this top 10. Where do we start?
Well, certainly in the current economic climate, the best place to start is cost and waste. With a managed service provision, you're essentially subscribing to a flexible utility model. As the business grows or expands, so does the cost of IT in direct proportion. This means that IT becomes a much more fixed, predictable, utility-based cost, that is, an operational cost. Certainly with a managed service, another major aspect on cost is you no longer have to budget for refreshes in technology or updates in software, as all of this is included in the managed service provision.
Any other financially oriented gains to be had?
A very important consideration for the financial director or manager is the capex expenditure within any business. By outsourcing to a managed service, you essentially decrease the capex requirements that you would previously have spent on server rooms, power supplies, hardware and software licensing, freeing up spend for essential projects elsewhere, and also directly affecting the bottom line figures of the business.
Presumably it's a smart move as far as overheads go too.
Certainly, and that's the third point to discuss about the scaling back of operational overheads. With the managed IT provision, the IT is delivered from a central server farm connecting via fast IP data links. This means that you've no longer got expensive energy bills, the physical footprint to cover, to think about, the environmental impact, the expansion issues and external support requirements for looking after a data centre. All of these operational issues are eradicated with the managed service operation.
And the impact on budgeting and financing future growth?
Absolutely. IT becomes a very straightforward, easy thing to predict and cost. It's per user per month with no hidden upgrade costs or hidden additional capex expenditure required. So the board and the partners know exactly what the IT is going to cost on a monthly basis.
So thus far we've got a strong financial argument for change: reduced cost and waste, less call on capital expenditure, scaled back operational overheads, and easier budgeting and financing. We're nearly at halfway, so reason number five, Nigel.
We'd have to be a better utilisation of internal expertise and resource. With a managed service IT provision, you no longer require an IT team that is keeping a status quo, that's adding and deleting users, protecting things against viruses, backing up data. This is all managed by our IT team from a central function. This essentially means that the remaining IT function can concentrate fully on the business process and adding value back to the organisation through better utilisation of the IT.
And if you choose to do away with the in-house IT altogether?
Absolutely. Many of our customers do choose that route. Essentially, what our customers are doing is subscribing to a managed service whereby we become your IT department. We have very technically experienced skill set of people based at our headquarters running the solution, which does effectively allow our customers to remove the IT functionality internally.
And there are presumably other performance-related considerations to factor in, greater business agility, for example.
Absolutely, business agility is absolutely key. Competition is still very keen, clients are still very demanding, and the Legal Services Act is still casting its shadow. So the ability to react quickly and deliver new initiatives promptly is absolutely critical for any firm. Popular solutions such as digital dictation, practice management, SharePoint, CRM, etc. can all be deployed from a managed services provision very quickly in days and weeks with much less resource required, and it's just a slightly increased monthly subscription fee.
So even big projects could be delivered quickly?
Absolutely. The IT team at the managed services provision can set up project teams to implement big ticket projects, plan them, deliver them to a time and a predictable cost.
Is there a compliance angle here?
Well, enhanced business continuity is very important for any firm. Lexel, Code of Conduct Rule 5, and an increasing number of clients of a firm demand that you've made adequate provision for continuing operations in the event of some disaster. With applications centrally hosted in industrial class data centres, your data is regularly backed up, and the managed service gives you seamless recovery in a disaster situation. Access to your systems from home, from an office, from a dedicated emergency suite, simply pick up where you left off with minimal service disruption in any disaster scenario.
So if enhanced business continuity is reason number 7, reduced risk must be reason number 8?
You have to look at business continuity from two angles. Disaster recovery, where there's a major event. But reduced risk and business continuity is about how you respond when impacted from daily problems, such as small issues of network problems, viruses, power outages, so on and so forth. With a managed service provision from the primary data centre, all business continuity is automatically catered for.
So presumably the managed service provider takes responsibility for all aspects of support?
Absolutely, and it's on a 24/7 basis, so it's removing all of the risk internally from the firm. Essentially, there's an IT team that they can contact 24 hours a day, regardless of where they are, to ensure that they can do their work.
So, 8 down, 2 to go. What's number 9 on your reasons to switch list?
It must be the improved operational capabilities that a firm gets from outsourcing. Essentially, business systems can be accessed from any location, be it remote, home working, a client site, from any device. This gives them complete flexibility in the way that they can do work and when they can do work. You've got things such as client extranets, collaborative tools, BlackBerrys, video conferencing. These are all typical things that are growing demands of an internal IT function that when you use a managed service provision, you don't need to worry about. You can simply subscribe to the additional service and receive that for a minimum fee per month. So there's no need to worry whether your IT department can deliver the back-end requirements for these additional flexible tools.
So far, you've presented a pretty strong case for switching, and you've still got one more pitch to make, and it is?
Having access to a richer resource pool. Business and technology never stand still. So it's important to take a strategic view of IT and align the plans and initiatives with the wider demands of your organisation. A managed service provision can give you more than Office and Outlook as an application, for example. It can take you beyond replication and remote access. It can actually give you pools of very experienced consultancy, technical and project management talent that can be tapped into on an ad hoc basis as and when you need to initiate IT projects in line with the growing needs of your business.
So it's like having a huge IT department to call your own, but without owning the overhead.
Absolutely, there's a lot of resource there that you pay for as and when you need it, not just to retain it.
These 10 reasons to switch that you've given us, Nigel, together they form a very compelling case, and I'm sure they will encourage firms to think about the potential that obviously lies within the managed service platform. If they want to look into things a bit further, what would you advise?
Well, I recommend they take a look at our website first of all. It's a very industry-specific website, so legal firms can click on pages that specifically relate to their industry. In addition to that, on the site, we've got something that's called the Survive and Thrive Guide, which is a legal market document which talks about managed services within the legal industry. From that website, you can also read real-life experiences that legal firms have had with managed services through eno.net. And once you've digested all that information, and it's something you think you would like to discuss further, I'd recommend calling our office and speaking to one of our sales consultants. They take a very consultative approach to the managed service provision, and they would work with you to design the solution that fits your exact requirements and needs.
Thanks, Nigel. That's the end of this edition of eNotes. For more information on managed service and how it could help your business, please visit the website at www.e-no.net, and that's no, K-N-O-W. Join us next time.